This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
This is hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Coming up, we'll find out where Chris Paul will eventually land. I think it's just a rest stop in Washington, D.C., but Chris Haynes from Yahoo Sports TNT covers the NBA. He'll join us. And is there a chance Zion Williamson is traded before Thursday night's draft? Wyndham Clark, the U.S. Open champ, will join us coming up in the final hour of the program. Your phone calls, always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Seton O'Connor, poll question. We'll recap hour one, and what are we going to go with in hour two?
Hour one so far has been real interesting. Best destination for Draymond Green next season. We took the Warriors out. Lakers, Suns, Mavericks. Right now, Mavericks have 37% of the vote, with the Lakers coming in at 34. It's pretty interesting. 29% for the Suns. Then we also put up there, which sport is easiest to go from worst to first? Baseball, basketball, or football? Right now, this is surprising to me. To go from worst to first, right now, it's... our audience is voting that 47% it's easiest in the NFL.
Well, they do cater your schedule to make the bad get better, and they make it tougher if you win your division.
But I feel like in basketball, you add a player or two, and the whole team is different.
Yes, it does change. One guy can change your team, or two guys can change your team.
Yeah, sometimes you're missing that one piece. Yeah, you were in the finals.
But the NFL encourages... They want parity. They want somebody who... they want every fan base to have hope. And we've seen that before where you're like, where did they come from? Well, the schedule might be a little more conducive to a winning record, whereas if you win your divisional title, they make it a little bit tougher for you. Yes, Marv?
I think they're right as far as the NFL because, look, in any other sport, did they have a St. Louis Rams type of situation where you didn't make the playoffs one year and then the next year you win the Super Bowl? I don't think this ever happened in any other sport. Maybe I'm wrong, but...
yes, Seton.
Do we feel like the Arizona Cardinals are this year could go to worst to first?
No.
Maybe the Bears, just because they had like a bunch of money to spend, but I don't have any real faith that the Houston Texans all of a sudden are going to be a dominant playoff team.
No. Well, I think you have to have some pieces in place, and then the schedule can be sort of that final piece that allows you to springboard up, you know, your divisional standings there. But yeah, we've seen it happen a lot of times in the NFL. And sometimes what will happen in the NBA is your team was bad because a star got injured and then you got the top pick in the draft and then therefore you turned it around. It's like the San Antonio Spurs with David Robinson getting hurt and then maybe the Spurs maybe encouraging him to not come back anytime soon so we could get more ping pong balls. And the Spurs get Tim Duncan. Yay! And we want to thank David Robinson's back for that. Yes, Paul?
With the NFL, it's basically if you draft a quarterback number one overall and he works out, that's the ticket. You know, the Bengals in 2019 were 2-14. They draft Joe Burrow. 2 years later, they're in a drive to win the Super Bowl. 2 years. I mean, that's as fast as it gets.
Peacock's the place to go for live sports. You can watch this program, live games from Major League Baseball, PGA Tour, IndyCar, and more. Peacock has the most live sports of any streamer. Check out the sports tab on peacocktv.com or the Peacock app to learn more. Victor Wembanyama touched down in the United States in New York City, and he needs a nickname. I think he's called Wemby. That's not good. That's just abbreviation.
Everyone knows it's Wemby.
Bum bum. People have suggested maybe V Dub or The Dub, but then you have the Warriors. They're the Dubs. You can't have that. Yeah. Maybe he just goes by Victor. Just one name. Yeah,
Paul. Oh, like Sting.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, Prince, Victor.
He was asked about it like a year ago. He was asked about the nickname of the unicorn. He said didn't like it. LeBron said he plays like an alien. It's like an alien in a good way. Like he's so freakish. That didn't really stick either. Mm. Nothing stuck so far.
But wasn't Porzingis the unicorn? We've had a couple of unicorns, I think. But I thought Porzingis was a unicorn. Yes, Marv.
Maybe we don't need to do this. I think we tried to do this with Kevin Durant. They tried to give him the Slim Reaper. He's like, I hate that.
I like the Durantula. I thought that was awesome. Wait, you didn't like Durantula?
Durantula was great.
I thought it was great. You can market that. You have your own logo.
How about the Wembantula? No. The Victorantula.
Todd, you got any nickname suggestions for Victor Wembanyama?
Still kicking it around. Nothing jumps up, but I promise I'll come up with something soon.
Okay. Thank you, Todd. America waits. Yeah, I just go Victor. Yeah. Or V. Just call me V for victory. Yes, Marv.
Nike or Adidas is going to come up with something clever.
Does he have a shoe contract yet? Now, he might have one from France.
But I'll check.
Yeah, I don't know what he wears. But then, so Austin Reeves has a shoe deal with a company in China. Is that the same company that Klay Thompson has been with? And shouldn't the people in China, if Austin Reeves has his shoe deal in China, that they should make that in the United States? I think it's only fair. We have all of our shoes that are made in China. Maybe China has to make those shoes over here. Yes, Paulie.
Victor signed a deal with Nike a few years back during his pro career in France, and expect that partnership to be updated according to a few different websites. Mm,
I would think that would an upgrade would be in store for
him.
You
got him early, though.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Yes, Marv.
Austin Reeves signed with a different Chinese shoe company than Klay Thompson.
Okay. All right.
So good for Austin Reeves. Taylor Swift, now a shoe?
Well, we don't know about Taylor Swift.
Rumored?
Yeah, rumored. Yeah.
You're hearing?
No, I'm not hearing. Sources close to me tell me Austin Reeves. Yeah, I don't want anything to happen to him yet. You know, like let's let him ease in. He had a really good year this year. You don't want it to go south. You don't want to date a Kardashian or have Taylor Swift write a song about you. Or maybe an album. You know, you just don't want that. Yes, Eden.
Has this one been used before? I don't know, but somebody just tweeted the Stifle Tower.
That was Rudy Gobert.
Yeah. Gobert was that. Oh,
yeah.
Crap.
That was funny when it.
It was.
Yeah, that was. I knew that sounded familiar.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
The Stifle Tower.
Stifle Tower.
Yeah.
Patient Zero.
Yeah. Oh, boy. The Stifle Tower. I did like that when I first heard it. And then all of a sudden, God, you look back on what Minnesota. They give up, what, 4 first round draft picks for Rudy Gobert?
I see 5 draft picks.
Did they really?
Yeah, I think so. I'm thinking, God, if you're bringing him in just to be a rim protector, then that's a lot. He's the missing piece. You would think Karl Anthony Towns being 7 feet would be able to be a rim protector, but while he's changing the game, he's doing it on the perimeter, not inside. Yes, Paul.
It was the Stifle Tower, the French rejection, the Gobert report, which is my favorite. And Godzilla. Mm. Godzilla.
Mm, God.
The French rejection. Those are fun.
Yeah. Gobert report. That one's good. That one's good. Yes, Marv.
Karl-Anthony Towns. He's a tall man. He's not a big man.
Oh.
He's just tall. stand at the three-point line now, be a game changer.
Mm.
He changed the game, by the way. Back to you.
Yeah. I hope somebody asked him. Just, you know, maybe in his mind he has changed the game, but just Patrick Beverley is not going to have a follow-up question, I don't think, about that. But I would have said, hey, how have you changed the game, Cat? Rick in South Carolina leads us off this hour. Good morning, Rick. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's happening, Dan?
Hey,
so on the nickname for Victor, I was going to go with either Whammy, like a little Anchorman shout-out, or because he needs to fill out, especially at first, he can be the Baby Yama.
Baby Yama. Okay. All right. Yeah, we're waiting for Todd. I'm sure he'll have some good names here for Victor Wembanyama. Then we can pass them on to him. The Spurs always love hearing from us, right, Todd?
They love my request for Tim Duncan and Coach Pop.
Who wants to hear from you less?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, definitely. Definitely. And the Spurs. And the Patriots?
Patriots are okay. No, yeah. I'm good with the Patriots. But the Spurs aren't upset with us, but they're like, you know, basically the last 123 times we asked, he's not doing it. I don't see why you would think the 124th request would come through.
I do admire, though, that you do that. Like, there are times when I hear from the person you're trying to reach out to, and they'll say, hey, oh, come on, stop having this guy Fritzy call me. But you're trying to do your job.
And I try to be polite about it. There's a way. I know I'm being a pest, and I try to let a little time go by between requests, but there's a way to do it so that they don't get too upset with you.
Yeah, and you're still learning that.
Still learning. All these years, just checking back. And then even when they say no, then I say, so 10:20 or the third hour, which is the, no, he can't do it. So it's a phone or not a Zoom.
Yeah.
That's what you say.
Politely annoying.
Yeah, I pretend that I don't understand what they're saying. So he's not available. Okay, so but next week he'll probably be available, I would guess.
Yes, Paul.
I always want to tell these franchises, if you get, let us have Popovich once, we'll cease and desist after that.
Yeah.
One appearance and we're gone. Belichick one time, we're gone. You won't hear from us.
Yeah. Scott in Florida. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind today?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. It's just a quick nickname for Wembanyama would be the French Connection.
Okay. Yeah. I think that Popeye Doyle, I think, was Gene Hackman's character there. Yes, Paul?
I think I have one.
Okay.
This is, you know, assuming he's going to be great or one of the greatest of all time, the Escargot.
Okay.
I can roll with that.
Okay.
All right. Workshop it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Escargot.
What didn't Biggie Smalls, did he have something that rhymed with Escargo?
Escargo, my cargo.
Okay.
150 swiftly.
Right, you buy a new one.
James in Virginia joins us. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
The crew run, the crew run, man. Hey, thank you for taking my call, guys. Happy Tuesday, man.
Perfect.
Oh, man. You guys got me thinking about names for this guy, man, and teams going worse than first. But for me, man, I did like V-Dub. Shout out to J-Dub. But I like Vic Yama is my nickname for him, Vic Yama. And watch out for Washington, man. Sam the man. Y'all have a great
okay,
one.
Okay. Thank you, James. Sam Howell, by the way, in case you're not able to detect what James is saying there. His code. Nick in Iowa. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
DP, my man. Shout out front row, back row. 6'2", and Midwest, hard, 220. Let's make this quick. Any chance, being that paint gate's over, any chance I'm letting Fritzy host a show anytime soon?
Oh, good God, no.
This show?
Not this show, Nick. We just hung up on him. Fritzy, would you want to host this show?
I think that would be a lot of rambling, and it wouldn't have a lot to do with sports. It would be more like worldly observations.
Okay, how about we trade places one day?
That could be fun.
Could it? Like April Fool's Day?
I think it would be uniquely entertaining. I'm not saying it would be good. It would be unique.
Okay.
And interesting.
But then I would be in your place, and yes, I would book the guest.
And you'd ramble and
I'd do
talk
mock
about,
headlines,
you know, different
and
conditions and yes, illnesses and what's bothering you.
So I would play the role of you.
Yeah.
And you would. No, I wouldn't want to be you. I would just be in your role. And then you would be yourself sitting in this chair.
So we wouldn't try to beat each other. No, get all neurotic and.
I don't want to do that. But I wouldn't want you to try to emulate me. I would want you to do your presentation of this show. Maybe like for an hour.
That seems like a reasonable amount.
Yeah, 3 hours is not fair to America. I can't do that to them. You know?
Yeah, it'd be a lot of people institutionalized or something by the end of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was fine this morning. Next thing I know, 3 hours later, they're coming in a straitjacket.
The escargot.
All right.
You know what? I'll talk to Chris Haynes. We'll drop that off to Chris Haynes and see what he thinks of the escargot for Victor Wembanyama. All right, Chris will join us, and he has a pretty good idea where Chris Paul is going to end up. Wyndham Clark, the U.S. Open champ, will join us coming up a little less than an hour from now. We'll take a break. We're back after this Tuesday edition, Dan Patrick Show. I love telling you about Full Sail University. This is year 5 of the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. And we've gotten jobs for hundreds of students there. And you come there, I want you to get a job when you graduate. The program came to life. Students are out there getting jobs, and it's been one of the honors of a lifetime. When I started the program, I needed to have somebody who I trust, I'd work with, and had a great ability to get students hands-on practical experience. So I brought in Gus Ramsey, who worked with me at ESPN, and I've known Gus for over 20 years. We got graduates working all over the country. You know, even big markets, L.A. and Philly, right out of college, right after getting their degree. But our grads are out there, and they're making us proud. At Full Sail University, you can earn your bachelor's degree in about half the time, so as short as 20 months, and choose to earn your degree online or Full Sail's beautiful campus in Orlando, Florida. To learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. all in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Alongside Mark Stein, called hashtag This League Uncut. Chris Haynes back on the program, TNT sideline reporter, Bleacher Report, NBA insider. We're working on Victor Wembanyama's nickname here. What do you think about this one? Wait. Why you give me that look?
Because I was trying to think of one myself. That's tough. I thought you were going to put me on the spot.
Oh, no. No, I won't do that to you. We'll run a few by you. How about Escargot? The Escargot. No? All right. Okay. Wait. Do you love it?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay.
The opposite. Good.
Okay. How about V-Dub?
No.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fritzy, do you have one for
I do have a few.
Okay.
I had VV instead of Wee Wee. V for Victor. VV. Can I give you a few others just to have a little fun?
Okay.
Sichter.
What?
Sichter instead of Victor. Sichter because he plays so amazing. Sichter.
That's horrible.
Eiffel Power.
That's okay.
Boa Convictor. The Bonjour Bandit.
No, this is a bad idea.
I got just a couple real quick.
Okay.
Victor scale, like an earthquake. Victor scale.
Not Richter scale. That's terrible.
The croissant over dribbler. Did you do the crossover? Croissant
over dribbler. It's getting worse and worse.
I know.
Ratahuhi? Bon Appet Sweet.
No.
The Louvre Machine.
No.
Mr. Baggett Ball.
No, stop.
Mr. Basket.
Stop.
Mr. Baggett Ball.
Do you have, how about, we can't call him Wemby, right? We got to have a better name than Wemby, right, Chris?
I would agree. Wemby just doesn't set the tone if you're trying to be a fierce competitor in this league. I don't know that Wemby is what you want to go with long term.
Well, you got the Greek Freak, like the Joker. Those are good. Those are good nicknames.
Those are good, sturdy names.
Yeah.
Good, sturdy, powerful names. Wemby just doesn't do it. But again, DP, his nickname will also depend on how well he fares in the NBA. We got to keep that in consideration.
Okay.
Too.
Any chance that he is not a great player, in your opinion?
Great. I think there's a good chance he's not a great player. I don't see him being a bust. I see him being a really good player.
Okay.
I think his ceiling is great. And that's what I think we want to monitor to see if he can get to that level.
But also going to Greg Popovich, who has had success with Tim Duncan and also David Robinson, how much more of a head start is he going to get by going to a place like San Antonio as opposed to if he had gone some other place?
No, for sure. When you definitely got somebody who's been there before, knows how to handle a number one pick, bring him on gradually, doesn't put too much on his plate. You know, Tim Duncan came in from day one and he was a force. I don't think we'll see that with Wembanyama from day one. But look, you know, take somebody like Kawhi Leonard, who wasn't a number one pick, but he kind of went through like the Popovich collegiate school of learning, where Pop, over a four-year span, just gradually increased his load, and they just kept developing him. I can see them doing that with Victor on this time around. And he has the right system, you know, the right system. He has the right, probably the right area code to be able to just withstand a lot of the hoopla that he would experience if he went to a bigger market.
All right. Chris Paul is going to end up where?
I say he's going to end up with the Clippers.
Is this a trade with the Wizards?
I think it would be a trade, yes.
Okay. How do you think?
I think it would involve Robert Covington in a deal with some other pieces, but that's what I think is going to happen.
Whose decision was it to get rid of Chris Paul in Phoenix?
You must have saw Chris Paul's quotes from yesterday, huh? Look, I think ultimately it was the owner's decision and James Jones' decision. I mean, I think anybody probably would have made that trade, you know, bringing on Bradley Beal. The fact that Bradley Beal wanted to go to Phoenix and he had that no trade clause under his belt. You know, he held all the cards. And I think when Miami pulled out, you know, it was ultimately pretty much a done deal from there. Now, when you're talking about Chris Paul, what he had to say about Isaiah Thomas, I think Isaiah definitely has the ear of that organization. You know, I reported back in February that Isaiah will hold a prominent role with the Suns. And, you know, at that time, Suns denied it. And so I left that tweet up. You can still find that tweet. that tweet stays up there.
Good.
Stayed up there for a reason. I took some hits. I was on the rotisserie out there, but, you know, it is what it is. I stayed by my guns. But, yeah, I wasn't surprised at all about Chris's comments.
And you think, what kind of fit is that, Chris Paul with the Clippers?
I think it's a very good fit. Now, DP, I think that fit is well with Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, because they need somebody that's going to be able to facilitate the offense, get them in their plays, you know, kind of run the system, especially in the playoffs when the playoffs become a half-court game, be able to get guys into their sets. Now, the problem is, you know, if they bring Russell Westbrook back, how is that fit? Mm-hmm. Can Chris and Russ coexist together? I don't know. I would be concerned about that. These are two bona fide future Hall of Famers, but I don't know if it bodes well. I don't know what the roles would be. Is Russ coming off the bench? Is Chris coming off the bench? Well, we know Russ is not trying to come off the bench at this stage of his career. So that's the dynamic to kind of watch out for. I like the fit with Chris Paul if he's the primary guy. But if you have plans to bring Russell back, then that's when I think things can get problematic.
Draymond Green vacationing with LeBron in France means what?
Means they're really good friends, DP. Really good friends. And, you know, I think that solidifies it. But, you know, obviously Draymond Green opted out of his contract yesterday. He's a free agent, unrestricted free agent. But there's no – I don't think there's a pathway at all, really, which will lead him – outside of the Bay Area. I think he resigns with the Golden State Warriors. I'm trying to think if he would even take recruiting meetings or anything from any other teams. I don't know if we even get that far. I know there's some teams interested if Draymond is genuinely interested, but I just can't see him leaving Golden State.
But I wonder, you bring him back, maybe you give him a 3-year deal, maybe he makes $30 million a year or something like that. What do you do with Jordan Poole?
Well, the Warriors believe that they can still get it done together.
Okay.
That's what the Warriors – listen, that's how they feel. I don't know, but, I mean, that's how they feel. That's all I can – don't shoot the messenger, DP.
All right. Dame Lillard, I didn't know if Miami backed out of Bradley Beal because are they still setting their sights on Dame Lillard?
They didn't put everything in the trade package that they could have for Bradley Beal. I believe the Miami Heat feel like there's hope. Like there's people across the league that believe this could be the offseason. And DP, excuse me for my dog. My dog is barking at somebody back there. I don't know if you can hear it. But I think I think the Miami Heat believe that this is the offseason that Dame could potentially request out. And that's all going to be dependent on, well, I think a large factor of that is going to be what the Portland Trailblazers decide to do with the number 3 pick. Damian Lillard has made it clear he wants to play for a contending team. He wants that to be in Portland. He wants the Trailblazers to do everything within their power to help accelerate this roster, increase the talent, and part of that would be the number 3 pick being an attractive asset to be able to bring on a veteran player. Probably even a star player if you package that pick with someone like Anthony Simons. So a lot is going to factor in with how Portland handles the draft this coming Thursday.
He's Chris Haynes, TNT sideline reporter. His new NBA podcast with Mark Stein called #ThisLeagueUncut. The chances Zion Williamson is traded before the draft are what?
Ooh, I'm going to go. I'm going to go 30% not traded before the draft. I'm not ruling out that he won't be traded before next season starts, but before the draft, I would say 30%.
I'm wondering if you're New Orleans. Well, they probably, if they could get out from underneath this, they might. Would Charlotte be interested in Zion Williamson? Would that be enough? You'd have to match with salaries. I know that. But to get the number two pick, would that be something that both sides would be interested in?
Well, the word is, if those two were to facilitate some type of a deal, Charlotte, the word is Charlotte would want Brandon Ingram and not Zion Williamson.
Okay. Okay. So they're not getting out from underneath this Zion situation.
It doesn't seem like in that scenario. There is other scenarios that could play out.
All right. I saw a report on ESPN that one of the reporters said that somebody close to John Morant feels like the league is out to get him, that the media is out to get him. What do you make of those comments?
Well, VP's had a few incidents on IG Live that have put him in this predicament that he's in now. He has no one else to blame but himself. I haven't spoken to them. You know, I'm pretty close with his dad. I haven't spoken to his dad in a few weeks. But, you know, in this situation right there, you know, I don't know if he's thinking about, I don't know if he feels like people are piling on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I look at it, he got 25 game suspension. And a lot of people will believe that that was too lenient, that it should have been more. And so my hope for him, DP, is that he just uses his time to get his mind right, do whatever he needs to do to get himself in a proper mindset and, you know, and just the people around him, that he tightens that up and has quality people around him that's going to help him grow as a man and in his career. This is when you're an NBA star or on the cusp of being an NBA superstar and you have mishaps like this off the court, these are the type of headlines you tend to see, and it gets magnified. And so hopefully he learns from this and doesn't put himself in this situation again.
I'll leave you with this. I said this first hour. Is anybody under more pressure next season? I want you to guess. Who do you think in the NBA, who is under the most pressure? Which player next
player?
Season? Yeah.
I thought you were going to go with coach.
Nope.
Player under the most pressure. It's probably Kevin Durant.
Yep. That's who I said. Yeah.
I was going to say Frank Vogel, you know, as the coach. I thought that's where you might have been going. But no, Kevin Durant. I mean, this is his third time. I mean, you could arguably say OKC, they had a big three. But they were younger then. But, you know, his tenure with the Warriors, with Steph and Clay, then Brooklyn with Kyrie and James Harden, now here in Phoenix with Beal and Devin Booker. Yeah, the pressure is there considering the history and the path that he's gone down in the past. People are going to hold that against him. So he's definitely under pressure to get it done.
By the way, I don't know what your reaction was when Patrick Beverley and Karl Anthony Towns were speaking on their podcast. And Karl Anthony Towns said that people look back and say that Karl Anthony Towns changed the game. Could you tell me how he will be remembered as changing the game? You're the expert.
Well, when he said that, I took it as, you know, he's probably going to dominate these next 6 years.
And okay.
That 6-year window is going to be.
My bad. I was looking at what he had done and changing the game. My bad. Okay. All right.
I'm trying to give the brother the benefit of the doubt that he feels he still has some work to do.
Okay. All right. All right. Fair enough.
I could be wrong.
Okay. Dude. All right. You know, I wanted to help him out too. I'm curious. Patrick Beverley didn't follow up by saying, how do you think that you're going to change the game?
Yeah. But they tend not to.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Say hello to Mark Stein for me. Good luck with the podcast. Always great to share time with you.
Appreciate you, my brother. Thank you.
That is Chris Haynes, TNC sideline reporter, and he's got a new podcast. And you got two great insiders there, Mark Stein. Chris Haynes is called hashtag this league uncut as they dish on the biggest topics in the NBA. Hashtag this league uncut. Available where you get your podcast there. Oh, people want to provide a nickname for Victor Wembanyama. Lincoln in Maine. Hi, Link. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, how are you today?
Good.
Hey, well, with VW being a thing, how can we not call him the bug?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just, like, I'm worried it's not intimidating, like Wemby. But thank you. Thank you, Link. B-Dub. Call him Beetle. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beetle. Instead of the Beatles? Anybody with me?
There? The Beatles.
Yeah, the Beetle. Okay. Okay. All right. Still workshopping it. That one's better than any of Todd's.
We're just spitballing.
You didn't like Mr. Baguette Ball?
No.
Like, you don't like Mr. Baguette Ball?
I like the croissant over or whatever.
The croissant over dribbler.
I like the Louvre machine. It doesn't really match.
Just a Louvre machine, and it won't work for nobody but you.
Bon appetit, sweet.
Okay. Here's another one. Todd?
The French onion hoop.
Paulie.
Okay.
French
Paulie.
Onion
Shout
hoop.
Out to Paulie.
I like
favorite.
French onion hoop.
Yeah. Bob in Florida. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I got one for you. In fact, I got two for you. One is Spider, and the other, or Spider-Man, and the other one is the Mantis, because he's all arms and legs.
All right. The Mantis. You the Mantis. By the way, they say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all. Set up a test drive. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Dan in Omaha. Hi, Dan.
Yeah. Since he's pretty much a similar game to Kevin Durant, I have Croissant Durant.
Croissant Durant.
Croissant Durant. Right, getting better.
Was this a good idea? Was this a good idea?
It was an idea nonetheless.
It was. It was an idea. Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff.
What up, though? One time for Chat Rose. Listen, first of all, they got names for winners, Dan, but I want a name when I lose. They call Alabama the Crimson Tide. Call me Deacon Blues. Let's go with the Yacht Rock. Man, I can't wait. Listen, Seton's rendition and Princey, oh, my goodness. Got a good name for Victor, though. You're going to hear the name Yama Trauma. Oh, he's inducing Yama Trauma on them, blah, 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 coming down the score, scoring 42 points. Okay. Also, it's not lost on me that 20 years ago, we picked number two in the draft, a Serbian-born, number two, seven-foot guy who couldn't miss, and this guy is 20 years late. Wish Luka Doncic was Darko Milicic. He was supposed to be. It's kind of like they flip-flopped.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. I still think Escargot is pretty good.
I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah, I think it's. What else? What do you have, Todd?
Yamalama Ding Dong.
No, we're not doing Yamalama.
Shout out to the 50s.
No, I got that.
There. You do a little poster with him in like a leather jacket, like a greaser.
We'll take a break here. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. I've been following that news story with that submarine, and it's carrying, I think, five passengers, went down to view the Titanic. And I think there's enough oxygen in that submersible. I think, is that what it is, a submersible sub?
Yeah, it looks like a little pod, you know, like an aspirin. And it's got propellers and cameras and different cords for air and things like that.
I guess there's seven different ways for that to be brought back to the surface, according to somebody who has been in that. Also that they had upwards of 96 hours of oxygen available. But they're not sure if there was a leak or maybe that they got caught up in something and therefore that they cannot get to the surface. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, it's 6 and 7 meters long. It's 22 feet. It has a capacity for five people with 96 hours of air.
And yeah, it can only open from the outside.
Yes. They have, I think, something like 12 to 20 deadbolts that you get in and then they deadbolt it.
Man, that's not the plan.
Oh, thanks.
No.
I'll watch the movie again.
No. No, it's... I mean, there's a fascination I have that that's, you know, so far down off of Newfoundland that the Titanic is there. I prefer letting James Cameron and other people go down there and show me what it looks like. I don't want to be... Even in a submarine. I've been in a submarine that's docked, and it's above water, and I get freaked out. You just get claustrophobic. I can't imagine five people in that. And it's about the size of a dump truck. And you're going down, miles down. And then all of a sudden, something's gone wrong. Yeah, Paul.
The TV show CBS This Morning last year did a piece on it. And the reporter named David Pogue actually went into it.
Yeah.
And he got some details that the terrible part would be if it is at the bottom of the ocean, the only thing they could rescue it is something like itself, which is not readily available out there under in that amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, you're battling time right now. And, you know, is there a leak there? How much oxygen do you have left? The fact that there are five people there. I mean, I
there's a video of the inside that they're getting the reporter for CBS This Morning. It really is like a tube with curves that you're sitting in. There's no seats. There's no laying down area. There's no pods. There's no comforts or anything. It's supposed to go down. You look around and you get out.
And I think that they're charging like $250,000. I believe that there's a billionaire on there with his son, two of the five people. I think you have four passengers and maybe somebody who steers it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
This is actually the most first world problem I've ever heard.
Yeah. But you're down there and you wonder if you can do anything. And I'm surprised they can't, there was no communication That's what I thought. At least you would have communication. I don't know what that would do for you to try to get down there in time.
Well, that's what makes you wonder about, you know, you were talking about a leak, maybe, and then just the pressure of that. If there is a leak, I don't know how,
I don't know
how long it stays a small leak.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're, 12,000 feet underwater.
Like, I go back to being on the radio when Payne Stewart was in a private plane, and it was just circling. And then they realized that there had been a leak, and that they had already died. They were in the plane, and then I think that they were talking about maybe having to shoot it down because they didn't know where it was going to land. And I remember, gosh, that was Jimmy Roberts, the golf reporter, came on and was helping us through that. And Payne Stewart and a couple other people were on that plane. And you know, they all ended up dying, of course. But I think that there was a leak. I'm not sure. Or they ran out of oxygen.
Cabin pressure, yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, and everyone was disabled and went on autopilot for hours.
Yeah, and just circled. Wow. Not sure how to make a smooth segue. Jaws came out 48 years ago today. $9 million to make Jaws. Made over $400 million. And then you watch it, and you're... Has there ever been a soundtrack more important to a movie than Jaws? And all it was... And it was the threat. We didn't even see it. And I think because it didn't look... It looked campy. It didn't look real. And Spielberg's genius was, let's just not show it. And I'm sure John Williams probably was the composer. It feels like he's been the composer for every one of these great soundtracks. But... They gave you the, you create the image in your head, which is far more powerful than showing you. But I just remember you would go like, what's it look like? And then you would see sort of the wake of Jaws. And then that music would start. Is there a more important soundtrack or more impactful, I should say?
And even just the way, like, once that speeds up, you know, it's that dun 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 dun. It's exactly like a shark swimming through the water.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And then you're thinking, okay, you got Roy Scheider. Nobody knew Roy Scheider at that time. Richard Dreyfuss, I think, was famous. Probably American Graffiti, maybe another movie in there. And then Robert Shaw was the captain.
Yeah, he was in The Sting. He's pretty famous.
Yes. He was the victim in The Sting. Yes, Paul.
There's a great book about the making of Jaws, and Steven Spielberg was relatively young at the time and hadn't, you know, hit home runs yet.
Yeah.
And like the producers wanted to see the shark, the dummy shark, and he's like, if we show this to him, we're all losing our jobs.
We're never getting this movie made.
He kept saying, well, we'll get you pictures, we'll get you video soon. He kept delaying it, trying to hide it.
And even when you see it come out of the water, then you're like, It didn't look as real, but they were real quick in trying to, you know, keep Jaws under wraps, like continue to have it in your mind of what this thing looks like and how big it is. But man, that soundtrack, that was impactful.
That's what a shark sounds like when it's swimming.
Yeah, we got trouble here.
Why didn't they just get out of the water when they
were
the
know.
Music?
Run!
You hear that music and you're skinny dipping. Run.
Yes. Pippin. Well, I might wait a little bit.
Pippin.
Looking for a dog.
Pippin.
Yeah, I know.
The movie exceeded the budget by 300%.
Yeah, that's
and
pretty good.
Spielberg said, every Monday morning I woke up going, today's the day I get fired. He'd walk to the set and wait for the boom to drop.
But Roy Scheider was so good. It's one of those where you go, Roy Scheider? And then you can't think of somebody else who would have been the sheriff there. He was that good. Everybody, even Richard Dreyfuss, you know, sort of that wonderment, but he was scared to death. And then Robert Shaw, the captain. Let's go. You're going to need a bigger boat. We're going to need a bigger boat. Final hour coming up. The U.S. Open champ, Wyndham Clark, will join us. More of your phone calls as well as we stumble our way to coming up with a nickname for Victor Wembanyama.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.